Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the Pulse of Pittsburgh News Radio, KDKA. Welcome to a Sun Splash Tuesday morning. I'm Larry Richard.
Good morning. I'm Kevin Battle. Memorial Day coming up this coming Monday, less than a week away. We have Memorial Day weekend, and that's obviously a holiday where we honor those who paid for our freedoms with their lives, serving our country. And as time goes by, it becomes a sales holiday, too, where they sell mattresses. It's usually what the advertisers are doing. But you know what? Some people are freaking about the next holiday, too. Walmart created an ice cream to celebrate our first nationally recognized Juneteenth celebration. People are upset with Walmart for doing that, Larry. They say it's just basically a white-owned company now gentrifying the holiday. Juneteenth was the day, celebrates the day that the final enslaved people were notified of the Emancipation Proclamation, that they were free.
So what is the issue?
Well, people were saying that Walmart should not be having a flavored ice cream that has the Juneteenth name on it, the celebration edition with the colors, you know, the red, green, yellow, and black colors. And they say they shouldn't be a part of that, that it's just the gentrification of Juneteenth as a way to is brought on by Walmart. The symbol has a little TM next to a trademark, so they think that Walmart's trying to profit off of it. A white-owned company named Walmart is trying to make money off of Juneteenth, or maybe they're just trying to be part of the celebration. Are companies trying too hard, do you think, to be part of celebrations? You know? I mean,
let's face it, commercial companies want to make money.
Yeah.
So they're going to do what they think they can do to make money.
Some people say it's typical gaslighting by an American company to gentrify a significant holiday.
What about State Farm?
State Farm's in big, yeah, they're in a big mess. They stepped into it bad. They apparently were trying to get their insurance agents, I think they got 550 of them around the country. State Farm quietly partnered with a company called Gender Cool Project, which aims about having conversations about being transgender and non-binary. The problem is they were targeting five-year-olds with this campaign. So State Farm was having agents, they created a booklet, several books, three books about being transgender and non-binary, and they wanted agents to donate it to the local schools and libraries to try to push that conversation to kids as young as 5 years old. So they're getting a lot of blowback today on that.
How about in California? California could soon hold social media companies responsible for harming children who have become, quote, addicted to their products, permitting parents to sue platforms like Instagram and TikTok for up to $25,000 per violation under a bill that passed the state assembly yesterday. The bill defines addiction as kids under 18 who are both harmed either physically, mentally, emotionally, developmentally, or materially by being on social media. They want to stop or reduce how much time that kids spend on social media. They can't, because they can't find their way out because they're quote-unquote preoccupied and obsessed with it or addicted to social media.
These parents better be careful what they do here, because I know some great, excellent parents who dote over their children and take great care of them. And I know other parents who simply say, here's the laptop, here's my phone, go away.
Here's the
mommy, daddy, busy
babysitter.
So if they're sitting there, yes, if they're sitting there saying, oh my gosh, my kid's addicted, I'm going to sue Twitter or whoever. No, you can't have it both ways. You can't just feed your kid a laptop and say, go away, don't bother me, basically, and then complain that they got addicted to the thing that you're pushing on them so they don't bother you while you're having mommy, daddy time. I don't know.
Business groups have warned that if the bill passes, social media companies would most likely cease operations for children in California rather than face the legal risk. The proposal would only apply to social media companies that had at least $100 million in gross revenue in the past year, appearing to take aim at Facebook and other of the big
so
giants.
So you can only become addicted to a product if they make $100 million a year.
Well.
So, okay, this is stupid. Just plain stupid. Blame yourself, parents, if your kid's addicted to the internet, because you fed them that computer.
Ragged Edge. It's call sign Ragged Edge, Kevin Battle. Brought to you by Pennsylvania Western University. Jonathan from Mount Lebanon is our contestant this hour. How you doing, Jonathan?
We'll see. My radio is off. I've got my wife next to me, and hopefully we'll get through this.
Well, she's got all the answers. Here we go. Bangkok is the capital of what country?
Thailand.
What state is the home to the Grand Canyon?
Arizona.
President Lyndon Johnson in Congress declared this town as the birthplace of Memorial Day.
Waterloo, New York.
Waterloo, New York.
What is the capital of Mississippi?
You know this, honey.
Come on, honey. Hurry up.
Come on.
I know.
Capital of Mississippi.
Fifth grade, look at the map.
Jackson.
Albert Einstein moved to America from what country?
Germany.
O'Hara Airport, what city?
Chicago.
James Madison signed a declaration beginning this war.
War of 1812.
Richie Cunningham, played by Ron Howard, what TV show?
Happy Days.
Mrs. Robinson, a Simon and Garfunkel song in what movie?
The Graduate.
He is considered to be, oh, you hesitated a little on the one question.
The city, I should have known.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T, or download the List app on the App Store today.
After the end of a good fight,
You deserve an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Should have known it.
But you were one question away from $1,000.
Well, we'll try in 2 weeks then.
Yeah, absolutely. The Waterloo. That was a nice grab. Waterloo, New York, the birthplace of Memorial Day.
My wife is from upstate New York, so she knows those questions.
That's great.
Well, we appreciate you both trying. Jonathan, have a great day. Feel good about yourself.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. That's impressive.
Yeah, it's like losing the 50-50 raffle at PNC Park by one number.
I know.
All right. I almost had the money.
We'll do it again tomorrow at 6:53. Meanwhile, today is a special day here. It's Ask the Experts Day. Heffron Tillotson Experts. So financial advisors from Heffron Tillotson, you have a question. This is an opportunity for you, no obligation, anonymously to call 412-663-5664 from now until 4 o'clock today. That's 412-663-5664. And please tell them Larry and Kevin sent you. And what would your question be today?
You don't have to have an account with Heffron Tillotson or Baird. You don't have to have an account with them. It's no obligation. You just call. It's discreet. It's off air. They answer your question. So it's great.
Doc, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
And you have a situation of your own.
Yeah, you're having some anxiety.
Yeah, tell us about your Instagram hack, because you offered me some, I don't know what it was, if I buy two, I get one free, something.
Yeah, it's definitely not me. So, I thought, what a good opportunity to share with people while I'm going through it, how I would handle this situation, how I am handling this situation emotionally. So, someone reached out, someone I knew had asked for help. And so foolishly, very foolishly, I didn't double check anything. And I just, they said, just take a picture. You don't have to click on this link. Just take a picture of it and send us a screenshot. So I thought, okay, they're not asking me to click on anything. So foolishly, I fell for it. Hey, I got to call myself on making mistakes. And it was foolish. The second I did, I thought, well, that was strange. But one split second is all it takes to make a decision that can be really impactful. And so one split second later, they changed my account. They changed that I can't access it in any way, shape, or form. Then on top of that, they took a screenshot of my picture. My wife and I posted a picture of my wife and I most recently, and they made it look like it was on a cell phone, like it was the person's cell phone. And then they started sending messages to people, personal messages. I have 4,000 some followers on Instagram. And so they're sending all these messages. And I just don't want to be scammed. So a couple things. I called Larry. I said, listen, I'd love to get the word out. One, to make sure people are aware, to be mindful not to fall for what I fell for. And I mean, it was foolish. Trust me. Second, I told my wife.
It's nothing to be ashamed of. I mean, it was a phishing scam, and you're a busy person. And you just didn't think for one split second, like you said.
Yeah, it was one second. And then the person who it actually was, when I finally reached out and texted them later, told me that they fell for the exact same thing, and that's how it happened. So I wanted to make people aware so they don't fall for it. But the other thing I wanted to do, and I was talking to Larry about this, is I think it would be good for people to understand, what do you do when something's out of your control? So right now, as a public figure, you know, there's an account representing my name sending people personal messages, and what do you do when someone's, you know, there's no control? And so I kind of rely on a story about
basically, he was he was robbed.
We lost you for a sec, Doc.
So
we're only getting intermittent.
Basically, he was robbed. Like somebody broke into his personal space and stole his identity.
Yeah, you feel
he was violated.
Yeah.
Exactly. So someone stole my identity and account, and they're using it to connect with other people. And when that happens, you have to ask yourself, is this bad? Is this good? So what I think is there's a lesson in everything, and I really only focus on what I can control. So if this happens to you, my main advice is to say focus on what you can do. You can try to reach out to Instagram, but there's no one there that's going to get back to you. I mean, there's literally nothing. I sent my own picture, and they said they can't verify it's me, so they must have changed things already. So when you're in this, if this happens to you, be mindful to focus on what you can control and trust that, A, the people who know that this isn't you. And the people who don't know you, you got to be hopeful that they don't fall for the same kind of thing.
Yeah, and while we have you, before you go in the last minute here, you know people are under great duress right now, have been through the pandemic, and especially in the healthcare profession, where 80% of those polled said they want to quit. 25% of them have done it. How do you get people to try to find some peace and relax?
Well, I'd say this. This is my good takeaway with 30 seconds or so. I'd say this. Try to minimize the adjectives you're using to describe what's happening around you. So the more you say it's terrible, it's awful, that can really amp up your own cortisol. But when you just speak accurately about the facts with no adjectives, hey, listen, someone hit my account and took over my account. It's unfortunate. I don't like it, but it's not the end of the world. Whatever's happening with healthcare, try to be mindful not to use extreme words, because those extreme words can really amp up your own cortisol and make things even more stressful for you.
Well, we got to have you back, Doc, but thanks for jumping on with us and let people know it's not you on Instagram right now.
No, I still have Twitter and Facebook and YouTube, but please do not follow Dr. Christian Conti on Instagram, because that is not me.
Okay. Were you addicted to Instagram? Because you could sue a software company if you live in California.
Oh, that's a conversation for another day for sure. Doc, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys a ton.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.